Bette Savage is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Bette. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, Keith. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning, Bette. I hope you have had a nice summer so far.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun.
Awesome. Okay, so let's go and start off with our community volunteer fair at the Farmers Market. Now, what's that, Bette?
This is an event that we're organizing at the Volunteer Network. It will be the Saturday after next, so August the 15th. There'll be, we've had 40 nonprofits sign up so far, so
wow.
Maybe 40 to 50 will be there. It'll be between 10 and 1 p.m., and so this is a good opportunity for people to meet the folks at the nonprofits that they would be volunteering with, to learn more about what those nonprofits do. And you don't have to sign up at that point. I mean, it's a way to educate yourself about some of the new programs in town and familiarize yourself with them.
There's something like over 40 organizations, Bette?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow.
How many not-for-profits do we have in Bloomington?
Well, it depends upon how you define them, because there are organizations like insurance, you know, all the insurance people and all the HR people and that kind of thing. But
oh.
If you don't count...
Don't
because
count those
are nonprofit organizations,
yeah,
but they're not
those.
What we're thinking of here. The Volunteer Network works with 240.
That's
wow.
What I thought.
And that's the number of organizations that recruit volunteers that are nonprofit.
Bette, you got an art books workshop?
Mm-hmm. This is organized through El Centro, which is the Latino Community Center in the community. It's based at the library. And then La Casa, which is the Latino Cultural Center at IU. And it's going to be held at La Casa, and it's an opportunity to learn how to make art books from recycled materials.
Oh.
And so the volunteers will be helping with this, but you don't need to know what you're doing going in. You're going to be that extra set of hands, and they'll show you what to do, and then you'll help people. But people will learn how to print and how to design covers and how to bind and how to illustrate.
Does it cost anything?
I'm pretty sure it's free.
That
is
amazing.
It's going to be on Thursdays from 6 to 8 this fall.
Cool.
They didn't give me a lot of detail. I don't know what day it starts, for example. Just they say this fall, after school, after IU starts.
Okay.
I'm not positive about the price.
All right. So.
But volunteering is free.
Mm-hmm.
It is, of course. Okay, so we have vision training happening. And this is going to be from the Bloomington Lions Club. They're going to be offering free vision screening.
Mm-hmm. They do this every year in the schools, and volunteers lead the way. They take the training in how to use the specialized eye screening equipment. So that that training will be on August the 23rd. That's a Sunday. And then the opportunities to screen, to go into the schools and screen, will be between September 1st and 18th at a variety of times during the day.
You know, when I was a kid, that this was the way that most kids found out if they need glasses or not.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's still true.
Yeah.
That's
a pretty cool event. So.
Yeah, it's a very basic service. Very important.
The Hoosier to Hoosier sale day, is that the one that some of the returning students and some of the international students can help furnish their apartments with, buying stuff at that?
Exactly.
Is that the big one?
That's the big one, yeah. I volunteer for
this is an incredible thing.
Yeah, I've been to this every year.
These are
year.
The people that go around and collect the stuff when the kids leave in May. And
that's why they need so much help.
Oh, man, this is huge.
Yeah, well, we had Duke Energy helped with the pickup, and they brought semi-trucks
to
the dorm. Yeah.
So
it
we've got
great.
Huge amounts of stuff.
Huge quantities of stuff.
So have you been out to it? Have you seen what's there this time around?
Yeah, I'm one of the volunteers for it, so I've touched a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Other people have touched more than me, but there's a lot of sorting that goes on and a lot of cleaning. And it's not restricted to IU students to buy. A lot of community members purchase their stuff there. There's a lot of bedding, really nice bedding, tons of clothing, small refrigerators, fans, lights, all the things that the students, rugs that students put in their dorm rooms.
Bette, we've heard stories of students leaving large screen, flat screen TVs behind and all kinds of stuff that they don't want to take home with them.
Well, they can't fit them in their cars.
Right.
Or their planes.
Where's this going to take place and how does somebody volunteer for this?
Well, you can go to, I think the most straightforward thing is to email H2H, stands for Hoosier to Hoosier, and that's the digit 2. You don't spell it out, H2H, at indiana.edu. And the shifts start from 7:30 in the morning, and they're two and a half to 3 hours long.
Wow.
And we really need help. So I'm in charge of the housewares division, for example, and I could use some help with books and office supplies.
16 and above if you want to volunteer, so the kids can be involved in that too.
Yeah, it's a great volunteer opportunity, and it's busy, it's fun. Mm.
Yeah, it's an amazing event. I'm sorry, Ben, I'm not going to volunteer. I'm going and I'm shopping.
There's a line that goes down Rogers.
I know,
waiting
it's
for those
crazy.
There's an early bird admission.
Yeah, I was going to say they have an early bird on that.
Yeah, you know. $10 to get in between 8 and 9:30, and those are all the people waiting in line. And then it's free from 9:30, and it ends at 3.
Cool. Free to go and shop if you don't do the early bird?
Yep.
Yeah, free to shop.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So they're just trying to make money off of
it. And the prices are really good, Bet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very low.
All right. Indiana University's Hilltop Garden and Nature Center is looking for some folks with some carpentry skills.
Yes. They, IU, the sustainability program over there, has a really nice internship program. And there was a program started by a sustainability intern where they're composting some of the food waste from the from the dining halls at IU over at Hilltop Garden and Nature Center, and they have the plans and the materials for new additional composting compost bins, but they need some people with carpentry experience to build them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The one of the great organizations in town is the Volunteers in Medicine, and they're on your wish list this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're looking for Dixie cups and Ziploc bags, quart size, small pill cutters, printer paper, manila envelopes, jumbo paper clips, mm-hmm. battery backup surge protectors, and batteries.
It just hit me why they need the Dixie cups.
I guess they're giving drinks. I don't know. But, you know, the little bit, a lot of people say, you know, I've got $10. I'm going to go buy what these people need.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
a neat
need.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that people can do to help out organizations in this community.
Okay, so Bet, if I am interested in volunteering, but maybe nothing on this list is appealing to me, how do I get in contact with you?
You can call me. I'm at 812-349-3472, and we'll just talk about what your interests are and what your schedule's like. Or people that want to can go to our website. It's bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org, and we're also on Facebook.
Bet, before we let you go, we know Margaret was just talking about doing some walking. You do cycling, don't you?
Oh, I do a lot more walking. I do a little bit of cycling, but not that much.
And
I'm a big walker.
And how's it going for you?
I love it. Mm-hmm. It's a good exercise.
Do you vary where you walk?
Clears the mind. I walk by my house out in the country.
Oh, wow.
I've got a mile and a half route that I do every day, and then a lot of times I'll do longer than that.
Wow.
That's my minimum.
And I'm trying to walk to work every day, too, so I'm fortunate enough to live within walking distance of my work, so I'm trying to get that in, too. So.
Yeah, no, I have something to throw out at you. You were talking about you can roll down the hill to the beeline.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to somebody from Ecuador yesterday, and we were walking together at this really steep spot out in the country where there's a ravine, and I said, well, you can only have goats here, not cows, right? And she said, well, we have cows on the mountains in Ecuador, but the problem is sometimes they roll down the hill and they die.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just thought, oh, my God, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have incidents here where tractors will roll over.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But the cows actually roll over.
Well, that's how they get buttermilk.
Oh. Oh,
sorry about that. Hey, Bet, you have a great day,
it's
and thank
funny,
you for what you're doing. It's an amazing job that you're doing for the city of Bloomington. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm happy to have the opportunity to work here. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day, Bet.
Thanks, Margaret.
Okay.